It won't be long before early run king salmon begin making their way up Kenai Peninsula rivers, and the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is getting ready to conduct their annual fish count. KBBI's Aaron Selbig tagged along last week as workers installed sonar equipment on the Anchor River for just that purpose. He files this report.
The site of the Fish and Game sonar installation is just east of the old Sterling Highway Bridge in Anchor Point, right about where the north and south forks of the Anchor River come together.
Hi.
Hello.
Aaron?
Yeah, I'm Aaron.
I'm Debbie.
Debbie? Nice to meet you.
That's Debbie Berwin, the Fish and Game sonar biologist who's responsible for bringing Didson to Alaska. That's Didson, D-I-D-S-O-N, which stands for Dual Frequency Identification Sonar. It's been counting king salmon on the Anchor River since 2003. Let's let Berwin explain what it does.
This particular sonar is called an imaging sonar. It's very different from other sonars we've used in the past in that instead of having just a single beam that we shine out into the river like a flashlight beam, it has 96 individual beams. And it produces beautiful images of the fish. I mean, when I get it in the water and turn it on, maybe you'll see this. But you'll actually see what looks like sonograms of the fish swimming through, swimming upstream.
The Fish and Game team, they've got five people total at the site, has to get the thing into the river. The sonar site is at a particularly wide spot in the Anchor River. At this time of year, the water is high and fast moving. The Fish and Game employees who are working here, all of them decked out in chest waders, struggle against the current and the rocky bottom to find their footing. They've already done the hard part, installing a partial picket weir across the river. The partial weir looks like a long white picket fence. It extends out from either bank and leaves a funnel in the middle, about 20 feet wide or so, for the fish to come through.
And so as you can see here, in between the weirs, fish can move upstream and we can pick them up on the sonar beam.
That's Fish and Game fisheries biologist Carol Kirkvliet. She says the Didson sonar system was originally designed by the U.S. Navy for mine detection on ships, and it's still used for that purpose. Each Didson unit costs about $100,000, including computers, software, and cables. The state has about 30 of them it uses at various sites, including the Anchor River. And with that, it's time to get wet.
Take it away, you guys.
The sonar equipment itself is a thin rectangular box, not much bigger than a laptop computer. It's mounted on a double hinge, which is itself mounted on a 4-foot-tall steel tripod. The tripod will be weighted down with sandbags once everything is set. After some maneuvering and re-maneuvering, the tripod is in place. The sonar is aimed in the proper direction, and the cables connecting the sonar to its computer are all hooked up. The computer is housed in a hoop house-style canvas tent about 50 feet away. That's where a handful of lucky Fish and Game technicians will spend the next 6 weeks or so looking at sonar images of fish.
Are you looking at images in there?
Yeah.
Can I come in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tent is roomier than it looks from the outside. There's an army cot, a stash of food, and of course a computer screen, which is just beginning to flicker with ghostly green images from the middle of the Anchor River.
I'm going to aim the sonar down. I've got a measure of the tilt right here, and you can see as I aim it down, here's some rocks coming into view.
Oh.
Some current noise. And,
so that's, is that from bottom to top
there? Yeah, this is where we are. This is range right here, 3, 4, 5 meters out.
Okay.
And what they want me to do is look down until I find the weir. So now I'm aiming it downstream.
The Fish and Game technicians who will make their temporary home in the tent will not monitor the sonar 24 hours a day. What they do is record 20 minutes of footage per hour and use that count as a baseline to estimate the fish run over a 24-hour period. The sonar is great for counting early-run king salmon, says Kirkvliet, but because there's really no way to tell one species from another, it's not so great once other types of fish start coming through. At that point, in about mid-June, Fish and Game will erect a full weir on the river and count every fish the old-fashioned way, by hand. In Anchor Point, I'm Aaron Selbig.